How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
With an estimated 1,000 vacant positions, emergency medical services in Michigan are in dire need for more technicians and paramedics.
We lost an entire graduating class of students during that, 18-month shutdown.
What is behind the EMS shortage, and what is being done to address it? I'm Brian Fisher, and this is the Daily J. According to the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services, in 2014, there were nearly 40 programs in the state of Michigan for emergency medical technicians, also known as EMTs, and paramedics. By 2021, that number was down to below 25. What has led to this decline in EMS workers? Lisa Greck, the EMS director at Oakland Community College, explains what she believes the key factors are.
I think the biggest contributing factor is it's a grueling training. And once they're done with school, you know, we're not done. Isn't a lot of professions. You know, you gotta keep up on the latest, greatest things that are out there. It's a lifelong learning, but it's grueling training. These kids, for this training, they want to make big bucks. And at least in the beginning, it doesn't pay as well as they'd like. There's not a lot of room for growth, I'll put it that way. They'll top out at around 50, whereas if they go on into nursing or fire medic combination or PA or something like that, that ceiling raises way higher than that. So there's more opportunity for growth in other professions.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Statistics, the average pay for a paramedic in Michigan is around $46,000 a year. On top of pay and course difficulty, these shortages were then exacerbated by the pandemic, at least according to Angela Madden, the executive director of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services, the same one that I cited a moment ago.
In EMS, we had seen that slow decline or that increase in attrition, you know, over the past decade. And then once the pandemic hit, it really became exacerbated. And it became exacerbated for a couple of reasons. People were overworked. They were scared. We didn't know what COVID-19 was at the time. And then we also couldn't educate anybody. It's hard to teach paramedic and EMT education when you can't meet in person. So we lost an entire graduating class We lost an entire graduating class of students during that, 18-month shutdown or so. We couldn't meet. So they could not continue to go to school. Therefore, they either found other jobs in other industries, or they discontinued their education and, you know, were either unable to come back to it and complete it or chose not to.
EMS services were far from the only workforce impacted by the pandemic. Here on the Daily J, we have done episodes covering how it created a nursing shortage as well. That nursing shortage actually put further strain on ambulance workers too, according to Mark Breckenridge, the public information officer of Huron Valley Ambulance.
Certainly the COVID pandemic added to our staffing level challenges. There's no question about that. But systemically, it was really, I think, the nursing shortage that began affecting healthcare systems that has pressured hospital HR departments to look for staffing beyond that of the traditional registered nurse. And these health systems are actively right now recruiting paramedics to fill their personnel needs. And because, and I'll talk maybe some more about this in a second, hospitals have better insurance reimbursement rates than EMS does by far. So they can pay paramedics more than EMS providers. And they can offer them, I think, a less stressful, a more controlled working environment than EMS can. And so that has been a draw on our most experienced personnel now.
Hospitals have a better insurance reimbursement rate. Those were the words that Mark used to explain, in part, why moving to a hospital is perhaps better for an EMS worker. But what does insurance reimbursement rate mean? And how does it affect an EMT or paramedic? Let's go back to Mark.
We respond to the call, we treat, and if necessary, transport them to a hospital. And then we bill the patient's insurance company. And in return, the insurance company reimburses us at a level that they think is appropriate, not at what our actual cost is. The issue comes in when we can't provide them with incremental increases because of, for instance, cost of living, because the insurance companies that we are in network for, we have to essentially, for Medicare and Medicaid, accept their payment at below cost as payment in full. So it makes it difficult for us to actually keep up with cost of living. And so they look for other opportunities over time. And that has created a staffing drain for us because we're losing them to other healthcare providers that can provide for a better work environment, maybe a more regular schedule, less physically and emotionally demanding at a higher rate of pay.
So with all of these differing factors, how does the EMT and paramedic shortage affect hospitals and the community? Here's Angela again.
The agencies that I represent are doing everything in their power to maintain local 911 service, meaning if you call, that truck is going to be ready and they're going to come to you. But where that might have an effect is instead of having two trucks on, one to pick up a patient from a hospital to transport them to their next destination, and then have an additional truck to sit standby in the event that there's a 911 call, we might have to go down to one truck. And that truck would prioritize a 911 call over a patient that is stable and in a hospital environment. You could see longer wait times for movement of a patient from one facility to another. And that then affects the hospital system. It takes longer to open a bed for them, which means it might take longer to take someone from the emergency department up to an inpatient room. So it has that domino effect.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We've spent a lot of time on why there is a shortage, but how do you even begin to fix this? Fortunately, many efforts are being made at all levels. Let's start with Mark from Huron Valley Ambulance.
What we never really considered were things outside the box. For instance, we enhanced our signing bonuses for new full-time employees. We implemented referral bonuses for our personnel that found EMTs and paramedics that wanted to come work for us. We modified our EMS education programs to expand our student enrollment, allowing for more enrollment per class, increasing the class size a little bit. We worked with our supervisors on the road, the actual operations leadership team, to improve flexibility in scheduling. And we started working very diligently with our professional associations and state legislators to implement a couple of really important initiatives we thought was important. First, we had to improve the Medicaid EMS reimbursement rate, which had not seen an increase in 20 years. And that was really a significant financial burden for us.
On the state level, Michigan is also making an effort to help. The state has provided $30 million to help address workforce shortages. Back to Angela.
So the state has invested money, pure and simple. You know, everybody, it doesn't matter what career you're looking for, the financial capability of going to school to get a certificate or a degree is absolutely a hindrance. So, you know, even for something as maybe shorter term as EMT or paramedic education, that financial assistance goes a long way in encouraging somebody to join. So the state of Michigan invested $30 million over 3 years to increase the EMS workforce through a grant process to cover tuition. We are starting to see that work. So the first investment, about $9 million of that 30, was directed specifically at the paramedic level to increase the number of paramedics in our state. So we believe there's approximately 700 people statewide in a paramedic program right now on those grants.
And then on the ground level, Oakland Community College's EMS program is making an effort to provide mental health services to help those struggling with possible trauma or burnout from the course. Here's Lisa one last time.
We do have a problem with mental health in our area as far as we get so busy taking care of others. Sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves mentally. and take that time off that we need or get that help that we need or talk about those things. It starts at awareness. And there's a stigma that if you ask for help, you're weak. We need to eradicate that. We're doing that here at OCC with our students. We're having people come in to talk about it, let them know that there's a support system for them, let them know that it's okay to have to talk about things. So that's where you start is breaking down that stigma that, you know, you're weak if you ask for help. Or if you recognize somebody needs help, you need to say something.
The EMS shortage is being caused by a myriad of factors. And while efforts are being made to help address it across many levels, time will tell if it will be enough. Thanks to Dr. Joseph Zahofsky, Mark Breckenridge, Lisa Greck, and Angela Madden for lending their expertise to this episode. And as always, this podcast wouldn't be possible without WWJ's digital team. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Make sure you don't miss out on new episodes of The Daily J by subscribing using the Odyssey app or get it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Brian Fisher, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.